T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined by Chad Millman of the Action Network. Talk a little bit about some of the games this week. The Action Network, if you have never been to the Action Network, it is a real cool live betting site that shows you all the odds either way. It's really, if you like to bet, it's a cool site. Morning to you, Chad.
Chad!
How you doing? What's up, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I feel really good. Did you end up making any bets last weekend? Did you...
Chad, you know my money.
Your bankroll, Hugh. What happened?
Chad, my money's scary. My money's scary.
Yeah.
You know how they say scared money don't make money. That's why I ain't making no money, Chad. I'm scared. I'm scared.
That's why you're still working.
Yeah. You know, basically, I play it safe. But Chad, talking about tonight's games, how normally do you view these Thursday night games in terms of ugliness? Usually, the ugly the offense for the offenses.
So,
is it ugly for the offenses or the defenses?
Awful. Just awful. Awful in every respect, even worse early in the year where teams coming off of, you know, just a couple of days rest have to suit up again. And, look, neither of these teams looked very good in their opening weekend. The Bucks looked like they just really had not adjusted in any way to Bruce Arians' new scheme. Jameis Winston really looked horrible. The Panthers were kind of vanilla and couldn't get anything going in a first half where – they were playing against a Rams team that hadn't played anybody in the preseason. And so McCaffrey sort of went off in the second half and did what he does. But if you're looking at this from a betting perspective, to me there's no value on either side. Like, if this line got up to 7.5, I would take the Bucks just because I think you're getting a little bit of an advantage with that half point. It's called the hook. On the other side of a key number, 7 is a key number in when you're betting in the NFL. Most of the games, a majority of games, land on 3, 4, 10, or 7. So you oftentimes want to be able to bet, if you like an underdog, when that number gets on the other side of a key number. So 7.5, 10.5, 4.5. I actually like the under in this game. It's at 49.5, but the Panthers defense is pretty good. And the way these two offenses played in the first weekend of the year, it seems to me they're still trying to figure out who they are, so I wouldn't look for a lot of points.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network, and I'm just kind of going through his site. Atlanta and Philadelphia open as a pick'em game, and now suddenly Philadelphia is a 1.5-point favorite, which means that most of the money, and I see on your site again with the live odds, 75% of the money is coming in on Philadelphia. Is that more that, Chad, that they believe that Philadelphia is this true title contender, which is a legitimate belief, or is it more because they don't trust the Falcons after game one?
This is week two of the NFL is overreaction week, where everybody is so excited about what they saw in the first week that they tend to not take into account sort of any other variables, right? So, in truth, the Eagles should not be 1.5-point favorites on the road at the Falcons. The Falcons are still a good football team, and if you get Matt Ryan back at home versus on the road, which is where he was in week one, he's a significantly better quarterback, and they're a significantly better team. And so I look at this game. I am on the Falcons, and the only thing I'm wondering is, will the number continue to go up? Will I get the Falcons at +2? Can I get it at +2.5? Because so much money is coming in, and that's all public money. You know, when you bet in the NFL, there's the public side and there's the sharp side. And the public side is what sort of people who don't really know what they're doing, and they only bet favorites, and they only bet on what they last saw. And the sharp side are the professional bettors who wait for the numbers to move to try to find some more advantages.
92.9 a game, Chad Millman. From the Action Sports, talking to us, John and Hugh in the morning. Chad, now you got a game like, let's switch to college football a little bit. You got the game like Georgia playing against Arkansas. It's clearly a trap game. But before the Notre Dame game next week, how do you adjust your betting strategy for those sorts of games that, you know, could potentially be a trap game for Georgia?
I mean, look, you certainly think about it. And you can't ignore it because these are the games where teams can be a little bit flatter. But is there an advantage, like when they're playing a team that is as bad as they're playing? You're not going to find that much of an advantage in the line. And it really depends on, like, what is the level of animus that bettors have for the team that Georgia would be playing. It's not enough. Like, nobody really feels comfortable betting on Arkansas at all. Like, they're just not a very good football team. So I don't know that there's that much of an advantage in betting on Georgia in a trap game. But trap games in general, like, yes, you should be looking for those opportunities. But you got to take everything into account. You can't just be, oh, they've got a big opponent coming up the next week.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network, and just looking on that Action Network to what Hugh was asking, Chad, about Arkansas State and Georgia, the Dogs a 33-point favorite. There's something, if you're new to gambling, and again, of course, the NFL, NBA embracing gambling this year, there's something called a backdoor cover. And what a backdoor cover is that, let's say you take Georgia and you lay the 33 points, and they're ahead by 36 points with a minute and a half to go, and Arkansas State scores a random touchdown for no reason whatsoever on Georgia's fourth-string defense because the game is over, and Arkansas State covers. That's covering on the back door when they come in after the game has already been covered by Georgia, all right? I think if you follow that. Do you have to guard against that, especially in early-season college football, against late touchdowns that throw a line from one side to the other?
Well, you can't rely on it as a bettor. It's not like when you're going to make a decision, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to have to, I can't bet this game because I think there's going to be a backdoor cover. Like, people make the bets based on their power ratings. And so if they have Georgia as being 33 points better than Arkansas State, then they're probably not going to bet that game. If they have Georgia as being 37 points better than Arkansas State, and they're getting the number at 33, then they're going to bet that game, and they're not going to worry if there's going to be a backdoor. But because, like, backdoors are part of the game, and it happens. You know, it happened earlier this year. Texas A&M was I think, 34.5-point favorite over Texas State in the first weekend of the season, and they were up 41-0, and Texas State scored a random junk touchdown at the end of the game and ended up losing 41-7. So anyone who had Texas A&M at -34.5 didn't win their bet because of the backdoor.
Sports Radio 92.9 Again. We're talking to Chad Millman from the Action Network. So, Chad, this weekend the Patriots are giving 19 points on the road against Miami. What is the largest betting line that you've ever seen that you can remember in the NFL?
Well, this is up there. Like, the last time there was a line this big was actually the Patriots against the Ravens in 2007. And this is a really hard line to cover. The exception in these scenarios are the Patriots. But the double exception in these, like, Tom Brady as a favorite in this scenario, where he's a double digit favorite on the road, over the course of his career, is 12-6. The problem is that three of those losses have come in Miami. So you've got to sort of pick your poison here. Like, are you going to go with the Patriots as the exception to the rule and bet on the fact that it's historic that you're getting an underdog that is this big and these are still two professional football teams? Or are you going to bet on the fact that Tom Brady tends to not play as well as a huge favorite in Miami? It's a tough one. I don't have a good answer for you other than to say I did bet on Miami.
Real quick, Chad Millman of the Action Network. You can go to theactionnetwork.com and check out the lines. A lot of big scores in the NFL last week. Kansas City, Jacksonville combined for 66. Baltimore, Miami, 69. There were other games that were 59, 52, 54. When you bet total points in a game by two teams, it's called an over-under. You see a lot of points, you know, normally defenses are ahead of the offenses. Are you thinking maybe the offenses are going to be so electric right now in the NFL that betting over totals, the total points in the game, is going to be a good thing to do?
It's not really a trend you can follow from week one to week two. It's like, you look, everyone who looks at these things, they've got power-rated numbers. And you can either decide, okay, I'm going to base it on my number and I'm going to be comfortable with what my number is and I'm going to bet the over in this game. But you don't bet it based on sort of what you saw the week before. You only bet it based on what you're seeing based on your power ratings.
Yep, we got it. Thanks, Chad. Do appreciate Chad Millman of the Action Network at theactionnetwork.com. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.